Aisha, and I'm a former host of Mocha Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The Mocha stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
I can't tell you. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I need this conversation. I need this cup of coffee that I have. It's been a tumultuous few weeks, start to the new year, but I've been breathing and just pushing through because I have to. And so I'm really glad that I have this time to just settle in and touch base with myself and see where I am. If I weren't mommying, this entire scene would look different. With the two snowstorms that we've had and the intermittent closures, I probably would be in loungewear. I probably would be doing a lot of sleeping and watching Netflix and chilling with myself. And that would have been like pre-kids. But right now, it just feels different and it hits differently. And I know some people say it's hard to recall what life was like pre-kids. But in these moments, I definitely remember what it was like to have the extra time to sleep. And I can vividly remember what self-care looked like pre-kid. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about self-care and what it looks like as an SMC. Right now, I'm just really feeling exhausted and feeling the burn, and mainly because in the past 4 weeks, my toddler has learned how to climb out of bed. And so that now pushes bedtime routine into an actual routine. And it's a thing with 5 pop-ups at night. And I find myself losing it a bit more than I want to. And so, yeah, so this week is I'm coming off of a struggle period where I need to have this conversation because I need to make some changes. I will say never feel the same because I think that there are two things that are rolling together with that conversation. One is that it's a new mom, right? So there is a such thing as the fourth trimester that we're not allowed to fully appreciate. And then there's the long-term what self-care looks like. And so as a new mom, you do go through a very distinct transition period where you're adjusting to life with a new person in your world. And that impacts everything from the social dynamics you have with your friends and family, work, if you're going back to work during this time, and just the relationship you have with yourself, your body, because your body goes through a change. You're mentally, you're going through a change as the hormones are rebalancing. So that is something to take time out and fully appreciate. And that requires you to be gentle with yourself and give yourself time. Yeah, I think the biggest thing that it took for me to get over was the amount of time, and time in two ways. The time it took to do everything just took longer once the kids were here. So I wasn't as quick and could be on the go as I was. But really, the biggest thing for me was sleep. I really enjoyed sleep when it was just me. And even when I got to the last trimester of my pregnancy, what really stood out to me was not being able to sleep well, having to go to the bathroom, having to not sleep on your back, and all of these adjustments. And I was just like, I remember some mornings I would go into work late just so that I could sleep. And I thought for some ungodly reason that once the kids were here, I would be able to get sleep. It never comes back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't slept well for 7 years. No, before we hop into the meat of the episode. No, I remember my first work trip with the kids. I slept like a log. It was awesome. And I woke up. But anyway,
I was also still nursing. So like my boobs woke me up. I was like, ow, I need to pump. So here I am like 3 a.m. in a bougie hotel for a work trip, like with a pump.
All right. So I will say I am a huge fan of all things girls. I love Issa Rae and I love Insecure and catch it on HBO. Anyway, in season four, Issa and Molly had introduced us to their self-care routine and it was called Self-Care Sunday. And their ritual, they would get together and they have Hey Girl, Hey Time. They had the lavender scented cloth. They did yoga. They had cucumber infused water, scented candles, and just a real intentional friendship conversation, being in the moment. It just took me back to when I was single and doing those things and made me really longing for a self-care routine. And I had to pause and really think, what does self-care look like for me and other SMCs? What are your initial thoughts on self-care? Do you believe it, gotta have it, or do we trash it? Yeah. So definitely on self-care, I say gotta have it. And similar to you, I think we both come from a background where we were runners, right? And we weren't just running sprints. We were running as adults. So that meant we were doing 5Ks, 8Ks, half marathons, full marathons. And like you, I was like, where in the world did I have the time to do a 2-hour, this is my long run Saturday, and you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you take a half hour to get dressed and get in your car and get your water. You go and you do that hour and a half, 2-hour run, and then you come back. That's a 3 or 4 hour stretch where you leisurely did all of that and then came back and took a nice hot shower before you got to do your social stuff with your friends. That time does not exist anymore. Mm-hmm. And so what I learned after my first was, okay, if I'm going to run, I can no longer do the marathon. So I was like couch to 5K because I was trying to get back into it. And so with my second, that now looks like run, walk for a half hour. And like you said, you don't get stretches. So you got to be strategic. And sometimes you're making conscious decisions like, do I sleep in for the extra half hour or do I get up? And know that if you get up, that half hour turns into a 20-minute workout because you have to get dressed, right? Mm-hmm. Do I take my shower now before I start work? Because we're all working from home now. Or do I wait until lunchtime and do an extra 15 minutes and then take my shower? So we're making these trade-offs during our day to fit in some of that self-care that we used to do. So definitely a gotta have it for me right now in my life. So for me, I will tell people in a minute, sometimes my kids are the only workout that I get. And so in a week, right? So I will try to be intentionally physical with them. So I'm lifting the 3-year-old up. I had last doctor's visit, she was 30 pounds. So that's a 30 pound lift. And squats with babies. And, you know, I'm conscious of holding my core when I'm lifting her because you don't want to like lift and bend and tear something. I try to be intentionally active with the kids. I am grabbing the groceries and bringing them in and understanding what it's doing to my body and what it means to carry 2 bags and 2 hands and things like that. I have a treadmill at home. I've always been a home workout person if I wasn't out running. The gym I enjoyed for the classes, but the core of my workout happened at home. So I keep dumbbells at home. I might get a set of kettlebells, but I like to watch TV as I'm doing a long run or these days a long walk. And so that's how I infuse the two together. Once my 2-year-old starts sleeping through the night, I might be able to decide that I'm going to, instead of sleeping in, I'm going to take that extra half hour and just get on the treadmill, or after they go to bed, get on the treadmill. How about you? How are you fitting it in?
Yep,
absolutely. Okay, so we both talked about childcare at the gym, right? And so then now with you, so you have childcare at the gym, and that's one way, and I loved it when the world was normal. Then we also have paid childcare. So let's talk about the role that paid childcare could potentially fill in this whole self-care routine, because sometimes you get people who are just like, oh my gosh, I don't want to separate from my kid, or my family's around so they can do it. What role do you see paid childcare playing in a whole self-care routine? So I will echo everything that you said and say, add it to that. I have youth centers. I have had babysitters come to the house when things were normal and once during the pandemic so that I can leave the house and go get a massage or go. I got a massage that day and I did grocery shopping without feeling rushed, right? I got to walk the aisles leisurely. I have also used drop-in daycare service where I'm leaving the house and I leave the house with the kids and then I drop them off at a trusted location. Then I go do my errands or what have you, and then come back and pick the kids up. And so that has worked for me as well. So sometimes you will hear people want to save money by using family or friends as childcare. The thing is that sometimes you just don't want to have to negotiate that time or use that social capital, as Hera likes to say. I just want someone who is going to do it my way, make sure the kids brush their teeth and go to bed. When I say I don't want to have to negotiate or I don't want to have to think Auntie Kay likes to do this stuff and the kids are going to be wired on sugar. I just need people who are going to follow my rules, right? And so having boundaries is another part of that self-care package. So definitely include or factor in that you might want to have paid childcare as well. And also, sometimes I don't always want people to come to my house and stay in the house. I want people to come to my house and take my kids with them. Take the kids out of the house so that I can lay in bed in my bathrobe. I don't have to get dressed up and start the car. I just want you to come and take my kids and do their Saturday activities, do their Sunday activities so that I can just be home. All right. So last two things. So we talked about self-care in general. Let's break it down into two categories, right? Because there is self-care sometimes goes deeper than wine and massages. And then sometimes it could just be as simple as wearing your favorite lip gloss. What does self-care look like in these different scenarios? What could it look like when you're dealing with your friends, when you're dealing with your family? What could it look like at work? So let's take those three categories. What does it look like with friends, family, and then at work, Hera?
I think what's hard for a lot of women, especially SMCs, is that in order to take this path, you have to be pretty independent and probably the type of person who's just used to doing things for themselves. And so for me, I think one of the biggest challenges was asking for help. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person that if I can just do it myself, I'm not necessarily apt to ask. But part of self-care sometimes, in addition to being able to say no, if it's too much, is also recognizing when you need help and asking mm-hmm. for it and trying to leverage your community, which can be really tough for a lot of people. And I will say with work, I try really hard to set boundaries on my time, particularly time that's my time or time that I need to be with kids. And this can be super hard because work will continue to ask for your time. And if you don't say no, they will continue taking and taking. And it's always a balance, right? Because as SMCs, we know that we're also the only people bringing in money and being financially responsible for our kids. So it might be scary to say no if it's your boss or put boundaries on work, but it's super important because if you don't, then all the time that you would use for your self-care is just going to be sucked up by work.
Yeah. I agree. So for me, in terms of friendships, I think communication is going to be important. I think some SMCs really struggle with the change in dynamics of their different friendships. And so they sometimes ask, my friends didn't invite me here, didn't invite me there, but your friendships are going to change. So being really good at communicating what your needs are, make your ask, and then bow out of commitments as soon as you can and feeling comfortable doing that because you stated up front your needs are changing. I think with family, it's having really good, healthy boundaries, right? So saying no, not taking calls or taking text messages that are after hours. I set my phone to not have any calls after 10, except if it's an emergency, right? And so just doing small things like that. Sometimes skipping the holiday gatherings if it's too stressful. Like in this COVID period, I don't want to ask permission to whether or not to expose my kids or not, right? And so I'm just going to say, yeah, we'll catch you next year for Thanksgiving. Addressing why we don't talk about Bruno, right? So what are the family secrets that we're not talking about that are the elephants in the room that sometimes could be impacting you in ways that you don't fully appreciate? But let's have those conversations and listen to your body. You'd be surprised how many cues your body will give you. If your stomach tenses up every time you're around family members or a group of family members, opt to just not go, right? Opt your mental peace and well-being instead. You can always regroup in 2 or 3 years when you're in a better place. And then last but not least, self-care. What does it look like at work? It looks like using your vacation time and using your sick days, right? And so don't sacrifice your time for that work project, because in most cases, you have reproducibility in positions. The word is escaping me now, but you're not the only manager. You're not the only team lead. You're not the only database administrator. Someone else will cover the work while you are out. So to take that stress off, take your vacation time, take your sick days. Sometimes say no to promotions or assignments that don't work for you at this time. If you can gracefully say, hey, I'm going through a challenging period with my family or a challenging transition. I can't really do this right now. I hope this doesn't impact my opportunity for promotions or plum assignments in the future. And then defining success for yourself. Once you become a mom, a parent, an SMC, you are a different person. And what success looked like before having kids might be vastly different than what success looks like now that you have kids. It could be that I'm going to carve out time to take the 3-week vacation over summer. It could look vastly different. So allow that space for that to happen. Absolutely. Closed mouths don't get fed. All right. And so self-care can also be kind of superficial and fun and flighty. For me, I want to wear sequins for no reason. That means I'm going to get dressed up and wear that dress even if I'm working from home, right? Because I want to look cute at pickup and drop off. So I'll take the time and do my hair and put on the lipstick and do the face, and then I will just go. And sometimes I want to flirt with no intention. I don't intend to date you. I don't intend to ever leave my house. But if I'm on the phone with you and we're going there, I'm going to go there and I'm going to lean fully into the moment. And I'm just going to flirt.
Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasnc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.